I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge all my collaborators, and I think most of you are in the same boat. When you do a project, it's really a big team effort, and I particularly want to thank a couple of individuals who've been fairly recently on board the study, Greg Wheeler from the USDA lab in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Dean Williams, formerly of Florida, I guess it was University of Miami, but now he's took a new position in Texas, and I think you'll understand why once I get into the talk. What I want to do very quickly then is give you an overview of the Brazilian pepper problem as we've had to deal with it, go over very briefly the biology of this particular insect, briefly review the results of host specificity tests and field impact studies we completed in Brazil, and then give you some brief conclusions. Brazilian pepper tree. It's native to South America, in particular Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay. And in addition to Florida, it has a pretty interesting U.S. distribution, and I've highlighted California here because if you have an opportunity to take that little footbridge over from here to the mall, if you look on the right and left-hand side, there's Brazilian pepper tree in that system right out there. So you'll see several of them in flower. So you can see it's pretty well distributed. In fact, in San Diego area, Brazilian pepper tree has become a pretty significant problem. Description of the plant, it's an evergreen shrub, compound leaves, very attractive looking, the bright red berries, shiny green leaves, makes it very popular, or made it very popular in Florida during the holiday season, hence the name Florida Holly, or in Hawaii it was called Christmas Berry, because it was one of the only things that actually produced these attractive berries and leaves during the holiday season. Again, showing you the area here in Brazil and South America. In particular, we did most of our work originally around Curitiba, but this whole area is actually the center of origin of the genus Chinas, particularly northern Argentina here. We've been working in Paraguay as well, and also in northern Argentina. Showing you some of the areas around the state or the country of Brazil, and showing, again, a little more detail on Curitiba and Sao Paulo area. In its native range, you expect Brazilian pepper tree to be what it is. It's actually a very useful ornamental. It's planted for roadside plantings. This is a subdivision here. This is one of my collaborators, Julio Madal, and it's pretty innocuous. When you get into Florida and some of these other countries, other states, Hawaii, California, etc., you get this sort of thing, this invasive kind of rapid growth that pretty much displaces a lot of the native vegetation. And it's very indicative of what most of us in the biocontrol community call the enemy escape hypothesis. Keep going the wrong direction, sorry. Okay. If you look at the distribution of the plant also, you can see it's primarily restricted to the peninsula of Florida from about Tampa and Daytona Beach south, which is where you get the major infestations. But you do see now on this other map that was produced recently, we are getting some pockets up here. We recently also found it in Nassau County, right up along the Georgia border, which does get pretty cold, and we also found it here in the Panhandle, Apalachicola. So now we're getting into the wonder, is this plant becoming much more cold adapted? I also might mention that the plant was introduced into Florida around the late 19th century, but it wasn't really popularized until about 1926 when an individual by the name of George Stone in Punta Gorda here started giving plants to his friends to sell or basically use as ornamentals in their yard. And once that happened, plants started to be distributed, but it wasn't until the 60s that it really, really took off, and I think it's had a lot to do with the construction and building in Florida, which created a lot of disturbance and opportunities for the plant to really invade the state. We're dealing with about 700,000 hectares right now. Also want to point this out. Brazilian pepper tree, as I said, is here in California. And it's listed as a category, well, it's not a category one, but it is listed on their invasive species list for the Calypsy. In addition to that, California pepper tree, the congener, Chinas mali, also is now listed as an invasive species here in California. And that has significance, as you'll see later on. About 2001 into this project, we were having trouble rearing some of these insects, and we really got into this idea of looking at the genetics of the plant. And what we discovered that we're dealing with several different haplotypes, probably about four or five within a native range. And what we also discovered was that we actually have two separate introductions of the plant, one around Punta Gorda, again, corresponding to that 1926 introduction, and also another one in Miami, a separate haplotype. Once it got into the state, we had a lot of hybridization occurring, so what we were dealing with in Florida is something a little bit different than some of the plants we're actually getting in South America. So then now, why was Brazilian pepper targeted for biocontrol? Well, obviously it's a non-native invasive species, causes severe ecological damage into the state. It's also toxic and allergenic. It's a member of the Anacardiaceae or poison ivy family. Until recently, I wasn't really bothered by that plant that much, but being around it so much on a regular basis, I now have become sensitive to the plant, which is kind of a drag. Low beneficial value, except for beekeepers who still like it, because a lot of beekeepers bring their hives from the Midwest down into Florida, and Brazilian pepper tree was one of the only plants, one of the few plants, actually flower during the fall of the year to produce nectar. Some of the beekeepers liked it, but I think they're now on board with the fact that it's not really that good of a plant in general. Conventional control is temporary and costly, but one of the good news is that there are no native congeners of the genus Shinus in the U.S., and I think this is one of the main factors that I think biocontrol is attractive for this particular plant. Some brief information on the biology of the insect. Some studies were conducted initially in 1994 by one of my colleagues, Julio Madal. He put a very brief tag petition together. It wasn't recommended for release, primarily because there were insufficient data on the biology of the insect and some overposition factors on some of the host plants. So we worked on a new petition, submitted it in 2002, came back, took us 2 years to get the response from TAG when they requested, again, no release, but this time they had some additional concerns. They wanted some field efficacy data and also some testing of Caribbean Anacardiaceae because of now we got an issue in Florida where cactoblastis came in from the Caribbean, and now there's concern that if we release something in Florida, it might go the other way into some of these Caribbean countries. So now we had to get some possible at-risk plants in some of those countries. New petition was prepared in 2006. I'm glad to say that finally TAG did recommend release of this insect this past year. A little bit on the biology of the insects. The adults are black and winged. Females live about 35 to 40 days. They feed on primarily some of the flowers, and they can actually cause flower abortion, which is a good thing. And they deposit about 220 eggs in their life. They oviposit on the new growth of the plant, and you get about four generations in Brazil based on the original work done in Curitiba by Garcia, 1977. Backspace here. The larvae are either red or orange in two different color forms. They feed on the tender growth. What this does is kills the new shoots and some of the young plants. The question at that time when Garcia was doing his work wasn't really host specific. Well, based on his survey work in South America, they only collected on Brazilian pepper tree. So there was some indication early on that it was host specific. A little bit on the biology again. Very typical of a member of the Pleothripidae. Pleothripids are unique in that they have an extra resting stage or third pupal stage, propupa. The feeding stages are really the damaging stages of the first two ones here. It takes about 40 days to, looks like about 25 days to complete the life cycle to the adult stage. What we've also found recently, again, we've all had trouble, we always had some problems ruining the insect, but we've also found now there's some different haplotypes of the thrips as well. This is very similar, it's a very good parallels between the salt cedar project that we heard about a few days ago. And what we were working with originally was this particular population here, population 5 out of Curitiba, where the original work was done. And you can see, though, that it's pretty distantly related to these other biotypes, which occur a little further up the coast of Brazil. So what we've been doing now is getting some different populations to bring into our laboratory to see if they are better adapted to this hybrid Brazilian pepper now that we do have in Florida. Showing you again some of the different color forms. This is the haplotype 5 in Curitiba, very nice bright red. Two or three tend to be orange, but we also do get, there's evidence we can get this color form also in the Curitiba type as well. Looking at the performance of the haplotype 5 on Brazilian pepper tree and Shinus molly and Florida BP, very interesting results. We get probably the best performance on Shinus molly, which again is related to Brazilian pepper tree, but it's not the actual host plant. Good performance also on the Brazilian hairy Brazilian pepper. But really, we had pretty low survival and performance on the two eastern and west coast biotypes of the Florida BP. However, you do get comparable days of development. But survival was always pretty low. A little bit on host specificity test. Our testing data fairly clearly showed that the insect really only attacks the two species of Shinus, in the Shinus in the broad sense, different haplotypes, and also Shinus molly. Then it is restricted to the Anacardiaceae. We tested about 50 different plant species in about, I think it was like 30-something families. We had to go back and test quite a few additional plants, again, representing plants from the Caribbean. There were also some questions about some additional plants from California that could be at risk. We tested those. All of these are zeros here except for Brazilian pepper tree, and you can see the results up here. So again, the specificity has been confirmed. The field impact study is the other issue that we had to address in Brazil. We did a chemical exclusion study, experimental design was a randomized block with two replications. This was conducted from August to May in Curitiba and then July and May in 2003. Repeated, we had two treatments with or without the thrips. One group was inoculated with about 20 thrips. Control plants were then sprayed weekly with about 1% deltamethrin, and we compared the biomass. You can see we had a growth reduction of about 40% in the stem length, the main stem and first branch, and biomass reduction about 46%. So again, we are getting some impact by the insect, and that did address that concern. Conclusions from our study then so far. This essentially probably will be the first natural enemy that will be released for biocontrol of Brazilian pepper tree if all goes well. I don't see any reason why the APHIS will not issue the release permit. We expect that sometime in 2008. It is a China specialist. California pepper tree could experience some damage if it got out this way, and it's most likely probably will. But again, remember, the China moly in these natural areas has become invasive, and it could actually be beneficial in those areas. There's very good experimental evidence now that the insect is really fine scale adapted to these different haplotypes, and our task now is to get the right haplotype to go with the right BP in Florida. And feeding damage, we think, should impact growth and reproduction of Brazilian pepper tree. If you're interested in more information on this whole Brazilian pepper tree program, there was a management plan was actually put together in 1997. We got together, revised it in 2006. It's available online for your review. And I'll just finish up with saying that University of Florida had 3 national championships, 12 months. We also had a new Heisman Trophy winner. Enough said. Thank you very much.